I am so excited to meet this gentleman, Dusty Carpenter. Where are you?
Hi, I'm on site at Pride Fest Chicago.
All right, talk to me. Scream at me, actually, because that way I can hear you. So you are at Pride Fest Chicago. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
And you are
I am. I'm on site.
You are the co-chair of the event. You're also the owner of a place called Crispy Chicks, which we'll talk about.
Yes.
And you're involved in the community in so many ways. You know, here's where I want to start. I think people forget why Pride Fest began in the first place. And while it is an amazing party and it's a lot of fun, I am not sure that the average person, particularly the average 18-year-old, knows what it's all about. Can you tell me?
Well, Pride started as a protest. So we're going on 52 years when Marsha P. Johnson with the Stonewall Riots in New York, when we were fighting against police brutality against the LGBTQ community.
And it's now called the LGBTQ plus community.
Plus.
So, right. Can you forgive my ignorance, but I want to know what that plus is.
It's just making sure that we recognize everybody in our community, not just the gay men, trans women, lesbian women, but the whole, everybody that's under the rainbow.
And for those who don't know about Stonewall, can you tell me a little? I know you weren't there, but you're too young.
But I'm getting older, but I'm not there yet.
Exactly.
I wasn't at that point.
Can you tell me a little about it?
Yes. So it was back in the 50s that the police in New York continued to raid LGBTQ bars and shut them down and arrest the people for just being themselves and just for being gay or lesbian. So finally one night, they raided Stonewall, the bar that's in New York, and the community fought against it. And it ended up being a week-long riot against the police and what they were doing to the LGBTQ plus community.
You know, I don't live that far. I'm very close to, I don't know if you call it Wrigleyville or now Boys Town seems to be the incorrect term to use. I don't know. But we live in that area.
It's all said now. We call it formally known as Boys Town because there were some people that just didn't, you know, it's supposed to be the LGBTQ plus neighborhood, and it was focused on one part of our community. If you think about it, Boys Town makes it sound like it's only for the boys when we have our amazing lesbian community, trans community, bi, you name it, everyone. So we wanted to make sure that it's a name that's more welcoming to everybody. So now we call it North Halsted, which is actually on rainbow pillars that are on the street as well.
Indeed. And I remember when I moved in, which was about 30 years ago, into that general area, so many of the bars were like shaded out. It's like the windows that you can't see in car windows. And today that's not the case, but it used to be. And back in the Tribune, I'll tell you, in the days when I covered entertainment in the Tribune, I was castigated or looked down upon because I was willing to go anywhere to cover anything. I was a young reporter who would generally, if they asked me to do it, I'll do it. And that included going to gay bars on occasion to see a performer to write about it. I didn't care, but my colleagues at that time did. So I'm going back 30 years. It's a long time, but it's not a long time. What do you think the difference is today where you don't need that kind of glass anymore? And reporters would happily, I think, go to wherever they go, especially if someone else pays for the drinks.
Society's changed. And as people have more LGBTQ plus friends, family members, you know, as we've gotten rights from gay marriage, you know, it used to be something that people did have to protect themselves. Sidetrack. When it opened, it just had its 40th anniversary this week. You have bars on the window to protect the people that were in there. They're only safe places for LGBTQ plus people 30 and 40 and 50 years ago was at these bars and on North Halsted at that point in time because they couldn't be themselves anywhere else in the city. Now, we can go absolutely anywhere. You could be Tao on a Saturday night. You could be any bar in Wrigleyville, and nobody's going to care. They want you to be who you are. I just think over the last 20 years, we have progressed a lot when it comes to that and people being accepting. Now, is that happening everywhere right now? No. Florida, Texas, there are a lot of states that their local governments are slowly trying to take away the rights of the LGBTQ plus community, especially the trans community who needs to be the most protected.
That was my next question, so you're a bit ahead of me. Which is easy to do. Are you concerned that gay marriage is going to be, or the attempt will be to take it away?
Absolutely. I think we got a little too lax when the Supreme Court ruled in 2015. You know, at the end of the day, it was a court ruling. We should have still been pushing through this to go through Congress and the Senate and for it to actually become law and not protected by a court ruling. And absolutely, the way that this very conservative court is going, it looks like that they do not care about precedent. I mean, if they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade, why would they not gay marriage?
Well, I want to tell you, you're a hero in my book for this reason, if nothing else. Among those other titles, you are the owner of, I think, one of the most important places in Chicago. It's called DS Tequila. And boy, your margaritas are amazing. I may have to go to the Betty Ford Center, I'm not sure, for this problem I have. And not only that, the food is fun, and you could sit outdoors. And even if it rains, and lately, you never know from day to day, you've got it covered, literally covered, correct?
Yes, we have a retractable roof. So if it starts to rain, it just closes, and you never have to leave your seat.
And if it's cold outside, if it's freezing, it's one thing. But if it's just chilly outside, again, you've got that.
It's heated. So we close the doors and it's heated as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's incredible. That is preparing for Chicago, if I've ever heard it. Well, we have to take a break.
We're actually the second retractable roof. The first one was our place in Old Town, and then we were the second one that the city approved back 12 years ago.
Well, being number two in this case isn't so bad at all.
Okay. Yes.
It's 146 on WGN. More to ask Dusty Carpenter, co-chair of Pride Fest, when we come back on WGN. The Gay Pride Parade is literally 1 week from today. As I remember, Dusty, last year, the year before, it didn't happen because of the pandemic. The year before that, it happened, but only for like 2 minutes because of the rain or torrential rain. So this will be the first time that you have a full-blown parade in a while, correct?
Yes. Tim Fry runs the parade, so I'm not looking for that. But he is in full swing getting that going. It'll be the first time we've had the full parade since 2018. 2019 was canceled due to rain. 2020 and 2021 due to COVID. So it's going to be great to have our mainstay and pillar of our LGBTQ community, the Pride Parade, back.
Actually, yes, and I will not be there because I'll be here, but WGN Radio will be there, and all your favorite personalities from radio, also WGN TV will be there, all your favorite personalities, and that includes Paul Lisnick, who's, by the way, is celebrating a birthday. He is so old. I was talking about the Kings, and we mentioned the King of Hot Dogs, who we'll talk to, Bobby Morelli, later in the program. He knew Burger King when Burger King was just a prince. That's how old Paul Lisnick happens to be. So, Dusty, are you concerned at all? I mean, everyone's talking about increased security. Are you concerned about security being an issue? Market Days is happening as we speak. That's where you are. We've got
Okay. Market Days is in August.
Sorry. We have Pride in the same idea, though, as generally. We have Pride, but thank you. We have Pride in the Park coming up, and then the Gay Pride Parade a week from today as well. There's a run associated with all this and all sorts of other events. In the evening, the bars are packed. Of course, it's great for the city, but is security, given everything happening in Chicago, a concern?
I mean, we're working with CBD. We also have our private security company, AGB, that works on Halstead. I do know for Pride in the Park, we have majorly increased our security, so I'm definitely not worried about it at that event. But the parade is always, a lot to handle, even in the best of staffing situations. But I think everybody, with the nice weather and the way that people behaved yesterday at Pride Fest and stuff, we had no issues. I think we'll be totally fine.
And I was there. I was at Pride Fest, and boy, oh boy, it was packed, but everyone having an absolutely wonderful time. And then I was walking down the street, and I noticed Crispy Chicks. And I love the idea of this. chicken wings and other sorts of chicken during the day. And then in the evening, it's a chick bar, a lesbian bar. What an interesting concept.
Yes. So there hasn't been an official lesbian or queer women-focused bar on Halsted in a long time. And I was talking to friends with a lot of different lesbian promoters and people not part of the community. And it was kind of funny when they were putting up the sign, the crispy part turned off. It just said chicks. And I was like, okay, this is kind of funny. That building also in the 80s actually was a lesbian bar called Ladybug that closed in 91 to become a restaurant. So there's actually history with that building as well for this segment of our community.
Well, if you have one message that you can give people about attending any of the events we rattled off, what would that be, aside from good luck finding parking?
Come, have a good time, celebrate who you are and everyone around you. You know, we're here to celebrate the moment, but also, as we told people last night, we're glad we're partying today. Take this energy tomorrow and turn it into activism, because we have so many things around this country that we need to fix and work on, and it comes from the group of people that were here yesterday and them turning it into going to voting, being involved in their communities.
And once again, let me most of all thank you for the margaritas.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me on today. Hope to see everyone at Pride in the Park and the parade next week.
You will. Dusty Carpenter, co-chair of Pride Fest and the owner of Crispy Chicks as well as DS Tequila, thank you so very much.